I'm just going to go real brief, Pastor. Okay, real brief. Have you ever known that? Do you think I'm lying to you? Probably. Okay. You know, during all this process, you have wants, you have desires, okay? You know, ooh, I would really like to have that. Or I want this to happen. Or I want a new house here. Or, you know, I want this for them. I want this and this. And God showed me this scripture again today. So I'm going to read it. And if I can see it, Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God will supply your need. Does it say he's going to? Most of the time when I think of a need, I think of financial. Okay, that's just how I've been poor all my life. Some of us need healing. Some of us need, you know, wisdom, whatever it is. God's not necessarily saying he's not going to give you things that you desire, but God's going to give you everything you need. Okay? When he went out and all the people were there and there was only fish, a loaf of bread, but he saw the need to feed all the people, he provided that. When he was in the boat and the disciples got so scared because of the storm, he saw the need of their fear and wanted Peter to trust him. He meets our need. Now, okay, let's talk about that versus this is what I desire. I want something different in my life. I want a spouse. I want a boyfriend. I want new dishes. I want this. I want that. If you are in line with our Father and you ask these things in Jesus' name, if your focus, your heart is the same as God's and your desires are the same as God, he'll answer those. So many times we wait until we're in a catastrophe and go, oh my gosh, you know, it's just so terrible, it's so terrible. No, you take a deep breath. Just like I told Lindsay, take a deep breath. God's got you. And that's what we got to do. We've got to step back, take a deep breath, and know that God has you and that he's going to meet your need. He's going to give you your needs. Now, whether it's going to be on your time or God's time, that's a whole other ballgame. Isn't that right, Pastor? Because he wants us to be patient in him. But he will give you what you need, not always what you desire or want. So if we get in line with God, focus on God, going through your transitions of things that are going on in your life. I know several of us are really going through stuff right now. God's going to meet our need. But whatever we're going through, God is going to get the glory for it. That is the main purpose of what we go through, is to give God the glory for it. I don't know why people die besides that we just abuse our bodies. I don't know why bad things happen. It's just that way. And God gives us a choice in our life on what to do. He lets us make choices. If your choices do not line up with God, you're going to have to learn something. Because he loves us. Just like with, you know, little kids. You got to tell them, hey, I love you, but you've got to do this. You're going to have to be disciplined. But I'm telling you, it has worked so much for me this week. So much. I've cried and I've cried sitting in my living room and going, David, I'm losing you again. And I turned on the praise music on the TV and I walked around praising God and shouting hallelujah, and I felt like demons left me. Yeah, isn't that nice? You know, when we sin or we don't guard ourselves against the enemy, we can let that enemy squeeze in there. He can squeeze in there like a mouse in a little bitty hole. And then he'll start doing your mind like he's doing Kimberly right now. You're worthless. You're useless. You can't walk. What can you do? You depend on other people. And that's why there's so many suicides. Yeah. Because it comes against you and you feel worthless. I don't feel worthless. I feel like I lost David again. But, you know, all the kids, they all said, Mom, don't you think Dad would want you happy? And that right there made all the difference in the world. I would think that him, Don, and Anna Ruth would want me to have a good life for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Now, what would really be yucky is if I get over there in the apartment, I love it, and then I die. I hope I live at least 10 more years. But be appreciative, be grateful, and do what the Holy Spirit tells you. Holy Spirit, real quickly, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to talk for one more minute. Holy Spirit, I was at Walmart the other day. Holy Spirit said, go talk to that lady right there. And I went, I am in no shape to talk to anyone. I'm so emotionally down. You know, I just can't. And then I said, Satan, it's this you in Jesus' name. I bind you. And I went through the whole mess. And I heard the soft voice, go talk to that lady. God, please no. And so I knew that it was going to go bad. Maybe I made it go bad. And so I went over there and went, have you been worried about your son or your grandson? And she looked at me like I was the stupidest person on earth. And no, you know, almost offensive. And I said, are you sure? That's probably what really made him mad. I said, well, God bless you and have a good day. I think God was testing me to see if I would go through it. You know, it doesn't have to be. I think he wants to see if we're going to be obedient. That's what he's not. Wasn't testing me because God didn't test us like that. But I think he wanted to see if I'd be obedient. You're fine. Anyway, I love you all. God bless you. Let's get our hearts right with God and let's just make this a good day.